You're listening to The Tao of Indifference, sex, dating, and relationship advice for an indifferent world.
I'm Demetrius, he's Delaney, we are the Tao of Indifference, and we want to wish you a happy weekend. Hey Delaney, how's it going?
Pretty well, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing very well. Today was super rainy and super gross, as it often is, apparently, when we record. I feel like that's a trend. But when I got off the subway, it was like the sun was shining. I knew from that point on that we were going to have a great day to record. How about you, Delaney? How's it going?
Pretty good. You know, yesterday's showers brought today's flowers, so Ooh. It's looking pretty good over here. Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, wow, that's an incredibly optimistic view of the world. Delaney, I'm very glad to be recording with you.
I am very glad as well, because, you know, this is pretty much one of the three fun things I do. So, you know,
yes, it's cool. It is a great reminder. Every time you say stuff like that, it's a great reminder why I don't have children. I have so much free time to do the things I love. I don't have to change diapers, for one. I really do value our conversations, which brings us to the topic of the day. I wanted to talk about conversations. I wanted to conversate about conversations.
That's a pretty good segue.
Thank you. I've been practicing. I've been practicing all week. I wanted to talk about conversations, and I'm hoping that you can approach it from a in-person conversation thing, because you, when you were single, had more experience dating in person, whereas I am more experienced when it comes to conversations on dating apps. You know, that's sort of my expertise. And you, I feel like you are like a natural conversationalist. Would you agree with that?
I think I'm pretty good at talking to people. Yes.
I think so. I think that it doesn't come naturally for me. But I think it seems to come naturally to you. So I think maybe that's why I'm better at online dating, where I like prefer it, because it's easier for me to think about something, because I'm always like thinking, like, did I say something wrong? Do you ever feel like that? Like, you're like, oh, or did you ever feel like that when you were single, when you're like hitting on a woman and you're like, I think I said something wrong.
You know what? I never felt that way when I was just talking to someone I was getting to know. I've only felt that way in relationships. Like, oops, shouldn't have said that, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah. I think that's pretty common. But a lot of times when I would hit on women, like in person, I'm always like, this is so awkward, this is so uncomfortable. So first I'm going to go over some tips for how to send messages and like start conversations, and really some things to avoid.
Okay.
And with you, I'd love to hear about like some of your tips for naturally having conversations flow when you're out like hitting on women in bars or the coffee shop. Or there's one thing that many people do on dating apps that is just terrible, and it's just leading with hey or hi or sup or any other variation of that. Like, so
what up, boo?
That would be better than hey, honestly. What up, boo, would just be so weird that you might have a better response. So if you're a person who's thinking, all I have to do is send hey, you can do that. I would recommend that you don't, because it sort of ends conversations. Because you got to think about, people tend to think of online dating as this so far removed from like regular dating that you operate by different rules. But imagine you're at a bar and you walk up to someone and they just say, hey, what can you respond to them and say? Hey, I guess. Hey, cool. Like, what are you doing? So think about it like that. So would you walk up to somebody at a bar and just say, hey, or would you say, hey, oh man, comment about something topical. You know, like you don't just walk up to people and say, hey, unless you know them already. The same thing with like, hey, how's it going? Or hey, how's your weekend? Hey, how's your week going? Again, this is a stranger you're walking up to in a bar. Don't open with that.
Exactly.
It's just such a... I don't know why people do it when it's so obviously a bad thing to do. Yeah. You can't build the conversation on a close end. Anything you can respond to in one word is not a good way to... It will kill a conversation. Besides that, like, if you're already messaging someone, don't ask them to send you pictures on a dating app. Because unless they don't have pictures, in which case, don't message people who don't have pictures because there's something shady about them to begin with. I don't trust anyone. I would never tell you to message someone who doesn't have pictures. I don't care if they work for the government. I don't care if they work for Secret Service. Unless they're on a dating app that is, like, if they're on just, like, Tinder and they're just, like, on Bumble or OkCupid, if they're, like, hiding their pictures, they're shady, they're probably cheating on somebody, don't message them. So if they have pictures, don't ask them to send you pictures. If you're worried about, like, how they look, you can ask them if they have Instagram or Facebook. But generally speaking, if you are messaging someone and you're like, I don't know how they look and I'm worried about how they look, the thing that I always did was I would do a reverse image search, which is essentially, like, you can Google search a picture so that Google will pull up all the results from that picture. Okay. So then... if somebody uses, like, the same picture on their OkCupid profile that they do on their Facebook, you will then find it and be super creepy and stalky. But generally, as a good rule of thumb, if you are looking at someone's pictures and you're like, oh, I don't know how they look, they look different in every one of their pictures, they always look like their worst picture. I promise you, no one... like, it's so rare that you meet someone and you're like, whoa, you look like your best picture all the time. It's so rare. Like, you always look like your worst picture. So, you know, okay. You didn't know that, huh?
No, you know, somebody told me once the best way to know what someone looks like is to take a video of them. That's the closest you'll get to what they actually look like.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, but you can't be like, hey, can you send me a video of you on Tinder? Like, it's just... 10 seconds. Well, I think a lot of dating apps are actually going to start... Well, a lot of dating apps are moving toward that because they're trying to combat catfish and all that when it's not really that big of a problem. But a lot of dating apps are doing that where they're like, we're going to incorporate video, we're going to incorporate, like, Snapchat-like features, which sounds good, but they're trying to solve a problem that isn't a big problem, one. Two, I think people tend to think that if they come up with a solution to a problem that they think exists, that people actually use that solution, when in actuality, people don't do that. You know, like, people... Uh-huh. People create dating apps for niches, and that's cool, but a lot of times they create a dating app for a niche to solve a problem that doesn't actually need to be solved, and no one's going to try to solve it. So for all these dating apps that are like, we're going to add video and moments and all that stuff, it never actually works. Like, it's never successfully been rolled out. The only time that anyone has created any sort of innovation in dating apps recently was just changing the format a little bit, but it's not even a real innovation. And changing, like, Bumble... change the messaging structure a tiny bit, but it was really just a tweak from Tinder, which was you have to have a mutual match to send a message, which was very different from every messaging model when you really think about it. Everybody could just blind message each other. But besides that, like, adding a video, making it, you know, adding a moments, like, Snapchat-like feature, adding in things like proximity, you know, like being able to filter, like, I only want to see people within 1 mile of me, I guess, but, you know, anyway, also okay. never ask for video, never ask for pictures. Oh, and one of the things that people do on dating apps that, like, kill the conversation is when they say, like, oh, so you're on this dating app, huh? Or, like, how's your experience on this dating app been? Like, how's your experience been on this dating app is such a, like, what is going to be the answer? Question. Like, what is the answer going to be? Really well, actually. I'm getting laid so much. I'm getting all the sex. Speaking of sex, maybe don't bring up sex unless that's sort of what you guys have both.
I was just about to say that. I was going to say you might turn somebody off by saying that comment.
Yes, obvious. Well, you know, I guess at that point, if somebody asks you something like, how's your experience been? You can shut down a conversation. Like, you're more than welcome to do it. I would say don't bring up sex unless you already sort of have set the tone that that's what you guys are both looking for. Like, if you're both looking for casual sex, talk about sex. If you're both trying to go on a date and you just throw sex out there.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That was so creepy. I thought I was going to get sex murdered. I can't wait to be sex murdered. Great. Thank okay. you. Awesome.
Oh, death by a shnoo-shnoo? Okay.
Oh, God. And finally, just like saying things like, why are you single? Like, how long have you been on this app? And, you know,
those
like things
weird
like
questions.
They are. They are really weird. And you'd be surprised how often people do it. So instead of doing that, instead of doing those things, I would instead implore you to always, if you are at a loss for how what to say in a first message and how to respond to a message, there's a really, really simple form. I've probably talked about it so many times that you're sick of hearing it. But if you haven't heard it or you haven't read it, it's really simple. You start an opening message by saying something like this. Hi, my name is Demetrius. I see that you like this. I too like this, or I am curious about this. Tell me more about it. Something that will draw their attention and sort of say, oh, let me respond to it. Let me give you a chance. You have to give somebody a chance to respond to you, and you have to then use their response to build on your next message. So if someone says, I like X, tell me about X, you would say, oh, this is what I know about X. Let's talk more about that. Let's build on it. Once you're past the initial messaging phase, which really is you take a conversation opener, you build on the conversation opener, you create new ones as the need arises. So if I'm talking about, let's say Game of Thrones, and you're like, oh, that's really cool, I just read the books. And then you start talking about the books, and then you say, oh, what other works do you like? What other fiction do you consume? What other TV shows do you watch? What's your favorite character? What do you think is going to happen in the season 7 premiere? So on and so forth. And you just keep building and building and building and building on conversations until you're married and you have kids. The end.
Oh my goodness.
That escalated, but I'm okay with that. And besides that, it really is all about just don't overdo it. Like, your message isn't a sales pitch. Like, a lot of people do that where they give you a sales pitch and a message. And remember my point from earlier. A dating app is like going into a bar and hitting on someone. Talk to them on the dating app the way that you would talk to them in a bar. It's not text messaging your friend. It's not text messaging your mom. And it's not, you know, sending an email to your boss. It's all about like natural flow of conversation through text. You can write long messages. There's nothing wrong with that. If you're just really witty and you want to write like email-like messages, by all means, but that should be how you communicate.
Yeah.
Like I agree. Thank you. Like, I'm one of those people who is super referential. Like, I'm constantly referencing things in conversation because my mind is a labyrinth made of like murder spiders. But maybe you don't speak like me. Exactly. That was the point. So what is that? No, but my mind is like all over the place. I jump around a lot in like weird topics and pop culture and also like serious stuff and all that. But that's how I communicate. And that's like my style of communication. But even I tone that down a bit. Like, I'm as weird and off the wall as I can be. You got to like rein it in a little bit because they haven't met you yet. You also have to speak. You want to use your natural sort of conversation, like, style. But remember, it's like walking up to a stranger in a bar. You only have a limited amount of time to appeal to them because they could just shut the conversation off. So while it might sound like, oh, I can sell myself writing this crazy essay, that will appeal to a lot of people. But most people will be like, this is a fucking essay. I'm not going to read this diatribe. Yeah. Like, I don't want to read 3,000 words about murder spiders to respond to your message. No, thank you. So yeah. So speaking of hitting on people in bars and such,
yes.
Let's talk about like what you've seen that hasn't worked, because I've seen plenty of things that don't work once you're like in person.
What I have seen that has not worked is the "what are you drinking" technique.
What you drinking, girl?
or I'll have whatever she's having, or something like that.
Oh my god. that's pretty funny.
Or trying to hit on, like, say if it's a group of, like, four girls, and trying to do the whole, like, get all of them interested, but only to pinpoint one later on. I've seen that fail multiple times. I know it works with some guys, but I've seen it fail more times.
That's funny that you mentioned that, because that's like one of the classic pickup artist techniques that they try to teach, is like, oh, if you see this group of women, don't be intimidated. Like, flirt with them all and like make the attractive one jealous by flirting with her less attractive friend. And it sounds good. And I've never actually seen it work. The best way that I've seen somebody hit on a group of women was never hitting on any of them and just like talking to all of them at once. Like, that works way better. Like, the guys I know who can walk into a bar and walk out with a woman every night of the week, any night of the week they wanted to, are the guys who like are not trying hard. They're just like, hey, what's up, how's it going, oh, what are you guys up to, oh man, yeah. They're very natural, and the thing that always seems, and it's all about being natural, so the thing that always seems unnatural is when a guy's like, oh, I'm flirting with all 12 of you. Like, okay. Sure, one of us is gonna fall for this.
I would always start the conversation as if we were already talking.
Ooh.
Like, not like a regular introduction, like, hey, how's it going? I'm Delaney, by the way. So I want to come over because I think you're really cute and I love your t-shirt and yada, yada, yada. A lot of times what I would do is, I was a patient person. I would just wait. I wouldn't just go straight up to somebody. I would kind of wait it out, get the feel. And if it felt right, I'd probably say something like, I didn't even say, hi, I'm Delaney, yada, yada, yada. Just right into it like we were already talking.
Yeah. Well, it goes back to what I was saying about being natural. Like, you weren't like, hello, my name is Demetrius. How are you? Nice to meet you. What are you drinking? You're like, hey, what's up? How's it going? You know, like, oh, yeah. You know, I like it. I like the idea of going in like, it's the opposite of a cold open. It's like a warm open. Like, you're walking up and you're really just saying like, hey, what's up? How's it going, buddy?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's kind of like, welcome to this new program. You're the new person, and I'm here to chaperone you through these awkward meetings. Kind of like, hey, I'm here for you. What's going on? How do you like your first day in this bar?
That I actually like that. Like, how do you like your first day at this bar? That is incredible. So how do you avoid, say I'm hitting on someone at a bar and I feel like the conversation is stalling, but there seems to be interest there, you know, like sometimes there's just a lull in conversation, and with a stranger you can't just have like a comfortable silence. So what would you do in a situation like that?
I might just ask an open-ended question. I might ask, do you have any other bars that you like to visit often, or is this like one of your favorite spots you go to? You know, what brings you around here? Do you have some friends in the neighborhood who just really like this place? I don't know, something like that. You know, sometimes I just switch it up, be fun and fluid.
It's about either like interrupting, I guess interrupting is a good word for it. So if you feel like there's a lull in a conversation, you might sort of throw something out that sort of catches someone off guard.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like, take them away from the whole, I'm hitting on you, I'm trying to get to know you, this might lead somewhere, but throw them off of that. Kind of throw them off balance by making them kind of more comfortable. Like, hey, you know, I'm not trying to be super intense. Like, be with me. It's more like, hey, let's have some fun. Like, what's your favorite song? We should turn it on the jukebox. Maybe we could dance around and be silly, you know, or, you know, just stuff like that. Like, just being silly, that was always my thing. I've always felt like, you know, being fun and silly really makes someone comfortable. Don't feel like all you want to do is sleep with me. That's all you're thinking about.
Yeah, like just keeping it light. Yeah, light is the way to go.
Yeah, especially in bar situations where women are going to be hit on constantly. Women are going to be hit on constantly by guys who are just going to be creepy. So you do not want to give off that vibe. You know? So, you know, just keep it light. And then, you know, just, I don't know, I just keep it fun, keep it casual. And as the conversation goes on, if it becomes more than casual, I would say you take, your lead there, but I would say don't try to force chemistry or don't try to force attraction. Try to be friends. Try to be fun. And I think that will get you a lot further than trying to force anything.
That's great advice, Lenny. I think that not trying to force things is a very underrated skill, and most people would benefit from developing that skill, that's for sure. Delaney, I think that's it. I think that's a great way to close. I think what's great about advice for online and offline, like conversations, holding conversations, opening conversations, is try to go for natural, light, and fun, and just keep building on that.
Agreed.
Thank you so much for taking the time to record with me.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you all for listening. You are an amazing fan base, and really appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Delaney, thank you once again, and good luck out there. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tao of Indifference podcast. If you liked this episode and want more sex, dating, and relationship advice, subscribe to the Tao of Indifference on iTunes or Stitcher. And check out the blog at taoofindifference.com for more sex, dating, and relationship advice. Thank you for listening, and good luck out there.